Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi is holding in chapter 12, Yud Beis, Mishnah 4, Dalit. A cherish, somebody who is a cherish, is deaf and mute, unable to communicate, and our sages assume because of this that they lack a requisite dat, a requisite mindset of a mature adult. Shenechlatz, that he received chalitza, meaning the yavam removed his shoe. The hareshet, a female cherish, has the same disability, Shecholza, she did the removal of the shoe. The Cholitzet Lekatan, a woman performs Chalitza with her Yavam, who is a Katan, who's underage. Chalitzota Pesula, in all of these cases, it is not a valid Chalitza. Now, it's interesting that yesterday we said that reciting the relevant verses of the Chalitza ceremony does not ma'akev. It doesn't prevent the chalitza from being kosher. A cherish probably can't say the verses, but that shouldn't hold back the validity. So our sages explain, if somebody technically could have said the verses, but they don't, but they do everything else right, the chalitza is still good. But here there was never even an opportunity for this person, because of their disability, to even be involved in the verses. And there's the additional problem of they don't really have the mature mindset to know what they're doing often. So here, the lack of the ability to recite the verses does hold up the yibam. And of course, a katzan also is not of age to be relevant in this also. Because the Torah actually says ish by chalitza. He has to be a man. He has to be a gadol. Mishnah goes on, katana, a minor female. Shecholza, she does the chalitza to the yavam. Tachlotz, mishatogdil. She should do it again once she grows up. The imlo chalitza, if she doesn't repeat the act of chalitza once she's bat mitzvah, chalitzata pesula, then we say that original chalitza when she was under bat mitzvah is no good. And here the sages are comparing the law of the woman to the law of the man, because it says imlo chafetz ish, this is in Devarim chapter 25, if the man doesn't want to marry the Yavama, then they go through with Chalitza. So just like the male involved has to be Bar Mitzvah, so too the woman has to be Bat Mitzvah. Let's go on to Mishnah Hey. Chalitza B'Shnayim. The Chalitza was performed in front of two judges. We always need three judges to be the minimum quorum of a court. Oh, B'Shlosha, or there were three there. V'nimsa Echad Mehem Karv Apostle. But one of the three was related to the Yavama or Yavama, or was puzzle, was not qualified to be a judge by virtue of being involved in gambling or the like. Chalitzata pesula. This chalitza is no good, even though the act of chalitza and the verses, everything went right, but the judges who were overseeing this chalitza were not valid court. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Sandler, Machshirim. But these two sages, they would allow it even if the court itself is deficient. They discussed in the Gemara that it might be you need three people there because it's a complex procedure and you need qualified judges overseeing it. Or it might be because you need three people there because you need to spread the word that the chalitza has taken place. So really you need three people there for notification purposes, because three people are going to go out and tell three more people and everyone's going to know about it. Umay say, and there was an actual event, Be'echad shecholetz beino leveino b'beit hasurim. At one time, they were in jail. They were locked up in the same jail, and the Yavam and the Yavama performed a chalitza privately. They were the only people there. Now, there were actually two kosher qualified witnesses watching through the window of the prison, or watching, you know, through the fence, and did see what happened, and they went and asked if it's valid. Ba'ma Salif Rabbi Akiva, and they brought this in front of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara explains Rabbi Akiva was also locked up in jail by the Romans at the time for teaching Torah. So they asked him if this is valid, the Hichshir, and he said it is valid. We see an amazing thing here, that even when a lot of the Jewish people are unfortunately locked up by the officials, or God forbid, held in captivity, and Rabbi Akiva was put in captivity before his execution for teaching Torah, even so, they're still learning Torah. They're still figuring out what to do with the halakha, how to act appropriately. So again, our learning and our mitzvot, our davening, our tzedakah should all help all of Am Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, to come out of every form of captivity and into freedom, where we can really be osek in Torah, can really be involved in Torah and mitzvot properly. Yashar kochachem, be well.